Today we will understand what is a blue-green deployment, and it is also known as red-black deployment. In software delivery, a blue-green deployment strategy is one where the old and the new instances of the application or microservice run in parallel at the same time in production, and a load balancer switches traffic from the older version to the newer version. There are many more details and nuances to blue/green deployment. Let us understand the history of blue-green. In 2005, two developers named Daniel North and Jez Humble were tackling problems with their e-commerce website. Even with a good testing system in place, errors were still being detected in production, much later than they desired. A detailed root cause analysis showed that there was a significant difference between the environment of the production server and that of the testing server, and that these differences frequently caused the failures. What they did next was very unconventional for their time. Rather than overwriting over the older version of the application, they made an arrangement to run the new version side by side with the production version. As they did not have load balancers to divert traffic to the new version, they had to improvise. With the help of a new domain, North and Humble smoke tested the new version on the production environment. Once they were satisfied with the results of the tests, they would just point the Apache web server to the new application folder. In case users later found issues with the new version, they would just run a single command and point the Apache web server back to the older application. This would act like an instant rollback and restore user services immediately. This strategy greatly improved error detection because test and production applications were now running on the same environments. After achieving great success with this strategy, they coined the term blue-green deployment strategy to give it a name. By the way, you can read the famous book on continuous delivery. You can download in the link at the end of the blog. Are you excited to know how to put the blue-green deployment strategy to work in your organization? Well, before an organization plans to use a blue-green deployment strategy for its application releases, they need to be certain that two identical environments are available. The development team needs to be certain that their new code can run alongside the old code because both of them will be running at the same time in production, side by side. There is also a need for a router or a load balancer so that users can be switched from one version to the other. The blue-green deployment process can be broken down into four phases. First, setting up a load balancer to route users, deploying the new version, monitoring the environments, decisioning on rollout or rollback. Let's understand about setting up a load balancer to route users. Now that we have two instances named blue and green, we want users to be able to access the newly developed green instance, say version 1.1, instead of the old instance. For this to happen, we normally use a load balancer instead of a DNS record exchange, because DNS propagation is not instantaneous. This is where load balancers and routers help in switching users from the blue instance to the green one. There is no need to change DNS records as the load balancer will still refer to the same DNS record but routes new traffic to the green environment. This allows us to be in full control of the users. Full control is desired because it will be necessary to quickly switch them back to the blue instance in case of a failure in a green instance. Now that you have set up the load balancer, let us discuss rolling out green updates. Once our green instance is ready, we move that into production using tools like Spinnaker and run it parallelly with the older version. With the help of their load balancer, traffic is switched from blue to green. Most users won't even notice that they are now accessing a newer version of the service or application. Next, monitor the environments. Once the traffic is switched from the blue to green instance, DevOps engineers get a small duration of time to run smoke tests on the green instance. This is crucial as they need to figure out if there is an issue with the new version before users are impacted on a wide scale. This ensures that all aspects of the new versions are running as they should be. Finally, during the smoke tests, if any bugs are detected or there is a performance issue, the users can be quickly diverted back to the stable blue version without any substantial interruptions. After an initial smoke test, the new version is monitored closely, as some errors may be discovered only after the new green version has been live for some time. During all this time, the older blue version is always on standby. After an appropriate monitoring period, the green instance becomes the blue instance for the next release. There are several benefits of using a blue-green deployment strategy. Seamless customer experience, as users don't experience any downtime. Instant rollbacks, one can undo the changes without any adverse effects. No deployment downtime required. Testing parity, as the newer versions can be accurately tested in real-world scenarios. There can be a few challenges of adopting blue-green deployment strategy. User routing because of failed or stuck user transactions / sessions when reverted instantly. Undoubtedly, blue-green demands infrastructure, thus the cost tends to go up. Extra caution required by developer to ensure code compatibility between two versions. We want to conclude that the blue-green strategy, although involves cost, is one of the most widely used deployment strategies. Blue-green deployment is great, particularly when environments are consistent between releases and user sessions are reliable even across new releases. If you want to know more about blue-green or canary, please shoot an email to info@opsmx.com. Cheers. Have a great day.